good friend Eric Backage, Clemson baseball coach, joins us right now. Some exciting stuff was just announced for the fall and for the spring. We're going to talk about that and much more with him. Coach, it's great to hear from you. How are we doing?
That's great to hear from you, Quark. I just finished lunch and logged in, and you're talking about metabolism and weight loss. So, you know, but hey, let's do this.
I love it. Hey, real quick, we just teased out like that Robbie Like a Hurricane, like that could be your walk up music. Have you what would be your walk up music today?
Right now, I'd pick Glorious by Macklemore. When I was in college, though, I went Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child, walked out to the instrumental.
Oh, wow.
Which nobody's done that yet. I'm a little disappointed, but I think that one is timeless, and Scott, that one hits pretty good.
I mean, I'm not saying, just saying. Picking the head coach's walk-up music's good for a start or two in there. I'm just saying. I'm just going to say that. Let's talk about off-season for a second. I mean, the roster building part is in the bag, right? I mean, it's in the books. How do you feel about how the process went from the disappointment of May, early June, to now when you're kind of able to see what your team is for the first time these next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone feels in the fall. You feel good. I mean, it's just now it's about preparation to get ready for execution, and then staying healthy will be a big theme for us as well. So that's kind of been the three things we've really focused on: preparation, execution, staying healthy, and everything we're doing this fall in the off season, our training, how we're measuring, testing, retesting, trying to track progress and development is just going to be centered around that. But it's been also a lot less talk. You know, we're not talking about Omaha. For us this year, it's like nobody wants to hear any more talk. So it's don't talk about it, be about it. And we're not going to be talking much about Omaha. So the idea is just shut up and let's just go to Omaha. So, you know, we're not building up certain players. We're not building up the team. We're not building up anything. It's just head down, chip on shoulder, ready to kick ass, and let's go. I wish we were opening up today.
So do some of our texters. They're asking if you can start a little early, maybe create some better vibes here. Speaking of that, by the way, you guys have an interesting opportunity with a bunch of different ways that people can see your program and get involved with your program coming up. You got a scrimmage against Alabama, the Fan Fest at DKS in late October. Some neat stuff coming up for you guys.
Yeah, you know, taking a page out of the Bananas book, everything is about serving the fans and whatever we can do to just capture the energy and the enthusiasm from the fans. I mean, everyone knows we have the best fans in college athletics, and so just pouring into them, trying to do fun stuff, trying to create a cool environment, and be able to do it, you know, in the off season is unique and special. So, you know, really just have a full weekend, and the timing couldn't be better because it's a bye week in football, off week in football. So Thursday with the Bananas, which we don't control, they control the tickets, that's not us, but it still will be a really fun high-energy event like it was last year, playing their all-star team at DKS Thursday night on the 23rd. And then Friday, Halloween BP again. We'll have a registration link this year. We have a surprise for that as well, which the people that come to that will find out what it is. But that'll be Halloween BP again in costume, which is always a hit. And then the big game against Alabama on Saturday, which is going to be awesome because we're looking to activate the behind the right field area. This is something that we've put a lot of thought and energy into as well, of just how can we create a mini battery-esque, Truist Park-esque type, something fun, something for the fans to have, to experience, to enjoy, in addition to the baseball game. And so we're activating that area to have against Alabama, but it'll be a lot of games, bounce houses, inflatables, food trucks, you name it. But yeah, don't be surprised when concerts and carnivals and fun things are coming, because we're looking to make it a great experience. And then on the other side of that, on Sunday we have a really unique opportunity to pour into one of our own, Tyler Corbett, diagnosed with lung cancer. It's spreading quick. We got to do whatever we can to help Tyler out. So we're going to do help him out with a fundraiser golf tournament at Boscobel. It's not necessarily something, you know, through the university. It's just something we're doing separately, but a great way for for fans and the community and people connected to the Corbett family as well as connected to Clemson baseball to help him out. And that'll be a great event on Sunday for him.
You know, I love that you guys are doing that. It, to me, a weekend like that where you guys are really just, you talked about, there's so much interaction with fans, so much interaction with, like, player to player and just pressing the flesh a little bit. And you guys are so good at that, man. And it's not just during the baseball season, but it's year-round. And that's got to be one of the highlights for you, to see your team. They get excited about going out in the community, about being around fans, being around kids, but the charity opportunities to give back, like, with the tough medical struggle that Tyler's going through right now. That's got to give you a lot of joy as a coach that your program can be sort of activated in that way.
I think it's one of the best parts of leading young men, especially alpha males, high achievers, highly competitive kids who have been, you know, told how great they are their whole life, and then they get the opportunity to take the target off of themselves, and instead of worrying about, you know, themselves, they get to pour themselves out and serve other people, serve this community, serve the fans and the kids of this community, and it's really what it's all about, using that platform to do good, and that's what we're really excited about. That brings a lot of joy and happiness to know that we're bringing joy and happiness to other people. And you know, we ultimately know what needs to happen and what we need to do, but we want to you know, that stuff will take care of itself in June when it takes care of itself. But we're always looking for ways to engage with the fans, create memories for a lot of people, and just use Clemson baseball as a way to continue to pour into this Clemson community.
Another visit with Eric Baggett, head baseball coach at Clemson here. ClemsonTigers.com got all the information on the weekend to come at the end of October and the different opportunities that you and your family can take advantage of to get out and see them and to be around the facility. Very, very nice. Very, very nice opportunities there. Speaking of the facility, one of the things that you do, and speaking of your program, one of the things that you guys do great is the military appreciation. And Clemson's great at it. We know Clemson baseball to me is like at 150%. You guys take it up several notches. Army is coming in here to open the season. And I just can't, I mean, I just think that's perfect. That's perfect for the types of things that you're teaching, for the way that Clemson appreciates service and are very grateful, not just the institution, but the fans and supporters of your program. I'm over the moon that Army is going to be here for a baseball series, and I know you are as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I've had the chance to play the academy schools multiple times in the last, you know, 20 years, and you know, just there's one thing for certain: those guys aren't going to take it easy on anybody. These are the future warriors of our and defenders of our nation. So they're not coming in for any reason other than to take care of business. But if we do get the opportunity to step outside of, you know, baseball and competitiveness of the NCAA and, you know, and thank those guys for a second, we certainly are going to do that. And we had this series set before we knew we were going to go into the stands. We didn't know we were going to go into the stands to salute the veterans until we saw the Bananas do it when we played them last November, and then we're like, oh yeah, that's a no-brainer, we're definitely doing that. But we had the Army series already on the schedule, so it couldn't have just fallen into place any better, and so we're thrilled that Army West Point will be here opening weekend, and you know, certainly appreciate what those guys do as well as all the academies do, training the future warriors and defenders of our great country.
Yeah, I know you said you don't want to talk about it, you want to be about it. I'm going to make you talk about it for a few more minutes, though, because I think people are excited about your roster. And I think people have that you answered a lot of questions in the portal, athleticism and getting some guys in. What is your vision for how you want this roster to look? What are the things that you think this team might be founded on this year?
Well, it's all about what wins in the postseason, Qualk, and so we won't know, you know, we won't really know until we start playing another shirt and
sure.
Then see, you know, we'll have to, that's why the target is solely on preparation right now. So we can execute at a high level. But, you know, as we found out last year, that if you don't stay healthy at the end, it doesn't matter, because the best ability is availability. And so, and nobody wants to talk about injuries, and we're certainly not going to talk about them either, but, you know, that's going to be three really important keys for us: preparation, execution, staying healthy the whole way. And then looking at what wins in the postseason and what advances in the postseason, it's power pitching and it's power hitting and it's dynamic, explosive offenses and it's explosive pitching staffs. And, you know, we've fallen short in those areas, and we are hell-bent this fall on that's why we're doing a lot with tracking progress and measuring to make sure that we are trending in all those directions while building a really, really important foundation for our guys to be able to sustain and continue to improve as the season goes on.
You know, I'm interested because I remember talking to you guys and some even some players and people around the program and staffers. You guys were really excited about a lot of your arms that ended up getting hurt. What you saw in the fall is not what you got in the spring. So how do you balance that? How do you strike the balance that you're trying to have? What do you do differently to try to make sure that guys are showing you what they need to show you, but also that you protect them like you're talking about?
Well, we just shifted the focal point of the fall. The focal point of the fall is not evaluation, it's development. So, we, you know, most of our pitchers aren't pitching in the fall. You know, I know we've got a 12-inning game versus Alabama, but you're not going to see Aiden Knock. You're not going to see, you know, some of our guys that pitched a lot last year. There's just no need to do that. If they pitch, it'll be an inning here or an inning there. But we're just shifting the target of what we feel like is important in the fall, and that is from going from evaluating a roster to try to determine roles to saying screw it. No, we're just going to get everybody as good as we can get them. We're going to track progress. We're going to measure. We're going to retest. We have the Maven Lab here now. You know, thanks to Spencer Strider and Jim and Candace Brown and some great donations from the university donors and baseball alum to make that possible. But we're weaponizing that lab now. So it's, you know, there's other programs that have it, but they just use it more as a recruiting tool. We are using it as a development tool. They are the best at player assessments, but we're doing it often so we can track progress. And so we're just getting very technical with and very tactical with how we're measuring and developing, or how we're measuring development, I should say, with a test-retest model that we're doing monthly, and then a lot of individual player development plans, meetings with each individual player, with the full staff going over these assessments and making sure we are locked in on exactly how everyone needs to improve in order to be this type of team that we want to be, the one that executes very well and stays healthy for the stretch run.
Last question I have for you. You know, you talked about being explosive offensively, and I think a lot of people think that's like doubles and home runs, it's slug. I think of athleticism on the bases too, and speed and leveraging that, especially with the guys that have come in. What is your vision for how you want this lineup to look, and how do those incoming players sort of where do you see their roles in that vision?
Well, I mean, we've put a target on explosion, and the explosion comes in all shapes and sizes. You can have big, strong, physical dudes that, you know, swing for the fence, and we hope they come in here and hit 20 home runs, and then you can have guys that aren't home run hitters but might steal 30 bases. But you have to have a balance of some dynamic, explosive players, and the combination of speed and power is, in my opinion, one of the best combinations of an offense, because you cannot be one-dimensional. You can't hit 3 home runs and lose 4-3. And you certainly can't be a bunt, hit and run, slap type offense that can't slug either. You need to be able to have it all, and you need to be able to use it all depending on what the day and what the conditions give you. If the wind's blowing dead in, the ball's not carrying and the ball's not going anywhere. So, you know, and you need to be able when the ball is carrying to be able to hit the ball over the fence. And you need to, speed never slumps, and you got to be able to run and have guys in the lineup that can do that. And then usually the best players are the ones that have a combination of both of those tool packages that can change the game with their legs and can change the game with their bat. But then we also, you know, pitching and defense wins championships. So we can't have any liabilities on the field in those key positions. So I thought our staff did a fantastic job of filling in the positions that we needed to fill in and replace you know, and improve and upgrade in areas from a speed power standpoint. I think every baseball coach in the country would tell you they wish they had one more power pitcher, and I think we would say the same. But we also got some guys making huge strides this fall and have made big jumps from last year to this year just so far in what we're doing. So, you know, again, there's no point in building anybody up. We haven't played anyone yet. All the roles are wide open. But it is going to be, I can tell you this, everybody is preparing with an incredible Grand Canyon-sized chip on their shoulder because of the taste, not only not advancing out of a home regional, but getting embarrassed in the final game with as sloppy and garbage as how we played. That is still very fresh in everybody's mind, that feeling, and never feeling that way again. So we are on a mission this fall. Whatever happens is going to happen. We have the same chance as everyone else has that competes, recruits, and develops at a high level. And it's just going to come down to preparation, execution, and staying healthy. So a long way to go, but I like the track that we're on so far.
Great stuff. I love that. I got so many more questions, so we'll have to talk about that some other time. But can't thank you enough for joining us. I know it's going to be great. In just a few weeks, things will get cranked up. I know you got scrimmages and practices and everything. But, showing off for the fans in a big fan fest environment with Alabama is going to be awesome. Coach Baggage, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, as always. And best of luck with the fall, man. I'm very excited.
Thank you, Quark. Appreciate you, my man.
All right. That is Eric Backich joining the program. Great.